There's a story of a Buddhist nun on a journey home. Along the way, her traveling group is attacked by a robber baron. She is robbed, raped, and left for dead. She makes it home. Knowing the identity of the man who did so much harm to her, she invites him to her compound as guest of honor at a great celebration. He accepts her invitation. Secure in his power and false identity, he arrives to discover elegant and generous preparation, a great feast with finest foods and an open-armed welcome. He accepts her hospitality in all the pomp of his imagined dignity and reputation. As the celebration unfolds, she stands amidst his followers and their shared community. She names the great damage he has done to her. She understands that her karma has ripened. She bows and forgives his trespass, releasing them both. The robber baron is undone, exposed in the face of her raw transparency. He weeps into the truth that has bloomed between them. He is a changed man. Their cycle of pain is ended. There was a time in my life that I thought that it was the singing on the night of our ordeal in Nevada that saved my friends and me. Unusual and unbidden, like a miracle, that singing. Much later, I thought otherwise. It wasn't the singing. Then I believed it was the human connection that occurred between our abductor and me that did it, opening the way for song and our eventual release. But in time, I saw that, too, was not quite accurate. Then I thought the shift I made into dowsing for truth running in the current between all of us must finally have broken the spell, and all moments added up to that. Later still, I understood it was my friend's struggle over the gun that shattered my fatalistic terror so that the roles I played could come into being. It took all of us to survive. It is impossible to say which trail, which cause, which effect had saved us, minds burdened with the terrible search for reasons. Some say there are no reasons. Forget searching for them. Life is random. In time, when I could at last sit with the full swath of my history and hold it, when I could cut back to the moment on the cold desert sand in the darkness, when our abductor at last let us go, I saw that none of my conclusions were correct. So dense, so impermeable for so long, the veils of fear, revulsion, shame, ignorance, ego, trauma, distortion, and time had at last been stripped away, and I understood that none of the moments I had imagined were what saved us. At the very end, the man was still going to kill us. By the time I knew that, I had peeled down to the bare bones of my history. I no longer needed time, distance, or distortion to protect me from what had been. I no longer sought reasons. I no longer needed them. I simply knew how to hold my history, to be present with the full reach of what I had lived. Then one day, a friend asked about that night in Nevada, and I saw our attacker exactly as he had been in the instant he ordered my friends and me out of the van. The extremes of his rage, his madness, his military precision, the bullet of his body as he leapt out his door. His decision had been made. He was going to kill us. Every cell of him focused to the task. We would run. He would shoot. It would be over. He'd gone completely feral. Time popped open and truth laid itself bare, and that is when the moment that changed everything jumped into the light and I understood. Though my friends and I ratcheted and frayed against the force of his last commands, it was that last moment in the darkness where we gathered at the side of the van that brought the change that saved us. That last moment when he ordered us out and we pulled on our packs. That last moment when we thought we would go free, too unsettled to see his real intentions. I leaned across our small circle. I embraced him. The expansive bliss of surrender still held me, even in that last chaos. Thank you, I said. For setting us free, I thought. And the words that changed everything crossed my lips. I love you, I breathed. The three words out of a vast force made way through the tiny vessel of my youthful inexperience and poured over him. Naive simplicity outpaced everything, expressed enormity, and penetrated the moment, reaching past the outer tip of hate, pain, and isolation. Three words were the instrument of our survival. Three words became the vehicle of redemption. Three words pulled one man back from the brink and the three of us with him. Three words saved us. Everything our human lives longed for spoke through those words. Acceptance, belonging, forgiveness. One word might have done it, love. Later, much later, this word saved my life again, opening the way to full life and greater cycles of completion.